I am I. I am I.
Aham asmi aham. 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 Aham asmi aham.
నేటి విద్యలు తెలివితేటలను పెంచు, కొంచెమైనను గుణము పెంచబోదు. నేటి విద్య తెలివితేటలను పెంచు, కొంచెమైనను గుణము పెంచబోదు. కోటి విద్యలు ఉండి గుణము లేకున్నచో అట్టి విద్య కన్నా మట్టి మిన్న. కోటి విద్యలు ఉండి గుణము లేకున్నచో అట్టి విద్య కన్నా మట్టి మిన్న. Swami very beautifully explains the essence of the true education. He very succinctly explains us through the above paragraph. No doubt today's modern education is granting us the highest form of knowledge, but it is not helping us to develop the character. What is the use of having different kinds of highest form of education which is not nurturing the character? Today we are blessed by Bhagwan. He has given us a beautiful infrastructure. He has established a beautiful infrastructure. He has given the tools and techniques required to develop our character through the Balvikas program. It is my honor and privilege to welcome Bhagwan for this auspicious event on behalf of this august gathering. With Bhagwan's immense grace, I, Sai Shravan, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas and Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, feel gratified to host this first benediction ceremony of Group 3 graduates of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, which marks a new dawn in the history of Balvikas movement. On behalf of the Balvikas fraternity, I extend my heartfelt greetings and Sai Ram to the dignitaries from the Central Trust, the chief guest, Dr. Ajnikya D.Y. Patel, other distinguished guests and Sai brothers and sisters who have assembled to witness this historic ceremony. I am humbled to invite our beloved Sri Nimesh Pandya, the National Vice President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations and in charge of education, to deliver the inaugural address.
Shri Sai Ram, offering our most loving pranams to our most beloved and loving Bhagwan. On behalf of all present here, we offer our prayers to him and seek his blessings to make us worthy of his love and affection that he has granted upon us all these years, continues to do so today, and will continue to do forever and ever again. Respected Sri Chakravarti sir, Dr. Misri, the chief guest of today, Dr. Ajinkya Patil, and I must say, I'm very grateful to Bhagwan for granting us a very young chief guest today, because normally chief guests are like my age, beyond 60 and above. But here today, we have a very young and dynamic chief guest. And Bhagwan doesn't give anything in limited quantity. He also adds a lot of love to that. And I have with me today Brother Sai Kumar, an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas and a very senior IAS officer who joins us today morning, and I extend my warm welcome to him also. My colleague, Mr. Ramani, All India Vice President, who guides us all the time, my colleagues, the State Presidents and the Vice Presidents of the various states who are here. I would be failing my duty if I did not acknowledge all the Balvikas Gurus who are here, all the Mahila Coordinators of the states, the National Coordinators of Balvikas. It is purely because Bhagwan has granted all our sisters special grace. It is because of their effort that we are seeing this day today with the divine grace of Bhagwan. Aham asmi. Aham. I am I. The best part about Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is that he gave man this ultimate goal in life, not an ordinary one, not 50%, not 60%, straight 100%. He said, if I am God, then you also are capable of becoming God. And that is the mission on which all my young brothers and sisters here today are embarking upon today. To realize for themselves, the I am I, that if Bhagwan said that he is God and you are God, then let us achieve that. Let us endeavor to do that. And how would you do that? With the strong support of the Gayatri Mantra. The two fundamental principles on which the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas aims at is this, what Bhagwan ordained for all of us to achieve. If there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. If there is beauty in character, then there is harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, then there is order in the nation. And then only there is peace in the world. This strategy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is impeccable. I think the world has to come to terms to understand that only Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba has the remedy for world peace and nobody else. The Master himself came down upon the earth to give a simple formula to man. He did not only give the simple formula, but he practices himself. The Master comes on the earth, and his sojourn of 80 odd years that he comes and lives on this earth, he touches every heart individually, because he said that if there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. He did not have any mass movements. He met each one of us all throughout the globe individually, touched our hearts, transformed us, because he knew that the strategy of world peace begins with individual transformation. Because he knew that individual transformation brings about strong character. Without a strong character, there cannot be a happy home. Without a happy home, there cannot be a good nation. And without a good nation, there cannot be world peace. This strategy was amazing. And therefore, where does he begin? Amazingly, he begins with simple housewives. Housewives who are not trained teachers. But they have only one qualification. The qualification of loving unconditionally, as he did to entire mankind. No condition. The housewives picked up 10 children, 20 children, gave them so much love with stories and shlokas and games and activities that touched the heart. I remember Professor Kasturi saying, when he was asked, which is the biggest miracle that Bhagwan performs? It was not the lockets and the vibhuti, you know. But Kasturi said that the greatest miracle that Bhagwan performs is to change the mind of man, which nobody can do on the face of earth. And that's exactly what Bhagwan did for all of us. He changed our minds. He changed our entire thought process. Literally, he took out our minds, put it into the washing machine, cleaned it and put it back in our minds, start afresh. This opportunity was all of us very lucky to have during, and we need to preserve this and conserve this. Today, my thoughts go back to the doyen of the Sai organization, Sri Indulal Shah, and his wife, Srimati Sarla Shah. The movement began with Bhagwan choosing them as the instruments, and they handing over the baton to the generations thereafter of brothers and sisters who carried this thing forward. My heart also goes to the teachers of the yore. I remember Sister Mani Amma, Shanta Divakar, all the sisters who put in their heart and soul for so many years, and so many of my sisters who are there in the movement. We have lost them. They've proceeded further in life. But gratitude to all of them, and great gratitude to Bhagwan for choosing them as instruments to lead us to the day that we are seeing here today. Today, brothers and sisters, all over the country, more than 500,000 children in the movement of Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas. More than 15,000 centers and 20,000 gurus on the job. Imagine what a potential this has of 500,000 children coming out of the movement every 9 years, and the sisters, and as they say in Hindi, Hum chalte gaye aur karwa banta gaya. The movement of Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas is there to stay and to grow with the greatest speed that mankind has ever seen today. Because imagine if every year 3,000, 5,000 children come out in society, along with our brothers from the Institute of the University, all of them coming out together, imagine what transformation can happen in the world. Brothers and sisters, today is the day to reckon with. Today, after the Mahasamadhi of our beloved Master, we have this first benediction ceremony, because it is very difficult for many, many of them, because the students earlier used to get their certificates duly signed by Bhagwan, I remember. Bhagwan used to take care to ensure that he signs every certificate, or at least the rubber stamp of Bhagwan used to be there on every certificate that was granted. But now that's not possible. The benediction ceremony at Prashanta Nilayam, in the presence of his omnipresence, self and power, every year this benediction ceremony will take place, and it will be an annual feature that goes from year to year. We've also sought the permission of our All India President, who unfortunately couldn't be here, but we've sought his permission, and he has most graciously said that yes, this annual benediction can continue year after year, and that will give us all an opportunity for three generations to come together. The alumni from all over the world, the students who pass out, and the new generation of young children, as we saw yesterday, coming into the fold, so that the sequence continues year after year. I do not want to take much time because we have very prolific speakers and many, many young friends of mine who want to express themselves today. And also, not to forget to hear Brother Sai Kumar and our chief guest today. But before I close, I have a very pleasant duty to perform for two of my most outstanding Balvika students, whom we missed yesterday, but they are present here today. I would first request Mr. Chakraborty to help us to grant the trophy of excellence to Brother Sai Kumar, who is here today. Mr. Sai Kumar is a very renowned personality in the Indian Administrative Service. Currently, he is a secretary to the PW Department of the Government of Tamil Nadu, one of the most upright people that the IAS cadre has seen, and all thanks to Bhagwan and Bhagwan's grace upon him. I was told today morning that Bhagwan had special affinity for him, where, as they say in the lore of love, aankhon aankhon mein baat hoti hai, vaise Bhagwan and Sai Kumar always exchange a lot of love, eye to eye, heart to heart. Please welcome Sri Sai Kumar. We request him over this one. And second, not the least, I'd like to invite Dr. Neelam Desai, who is currently heading the cardiothoracic head of the department in the Satish Sai Hospital in Mumbai. Neelam has been a Balvika student right from her childhood, and I've had the privilege of being some sort of a guru to her, and it's a privilege today to welcome Dr. Neelam Desai. With these few words, I hand over the mic back to Brother Cherukuri, who will continue the proceedings today. Jai Sai Ram.
It's now my privilege to invite Ms. Rama Sampath, a senior Balvikas guru, a Balvikas alumnus from Tamil Nadu, and an active contributor to Sri Satya Sai Balvikas magazine, and a diploma holder from the Institute of Sri Satya Sai Value Education, Thailand, to enlighten us on the divine wand of transformation.
Om Sri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan, seated in all your hearts. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, are indeed the chosen ones. This wand of transformation that we wield today on this day of benediction is symbolic of the love of Bhagwan Baba, which has reformed and reshaped our lives through the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program. The practice of silent sitting and self-audit has strengthened our moral conscience and sharpened the power of discrimination. management of thought, breath and time has assured us of a stress-free life. Integration of thought, word and deed has bestowed us with character, our greatest wealth. We seek to attain equanimity of mind, a sure way to inner peace. As we stand on the threshold of life today, we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to be fortified with all means to face challenges and achieve excellence. This divine legacy has equipped us with values right to paint the world with colors bright. The love of Bhagwan is like a magic wand. With this, we shall touch the lives of every being around and kindle the spark of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa in every heart. We shall walk the talk to restore Bharat to her pristine glory where human values once flourished. And this is the legacy that we shall leave for generations to come. We will forever hold this torch of human values burning bright so that India serves as the beacon light to the entire world. Last but not the least, we will strive to be the change makers and contribute our might to make this world a better place to live in. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam samasta loka sukhino bhavantu samasta jiva sukhino bhavantu. Jai Sai Ram.
The wand of transformation is being presented at the divine lotus feet of our Swami. Brothers and sisters, after looking at the beautiful wand of transformation, now it's time for the much awaited golden moment, where our Group 3 Balvikas graduates will bow at the divine lotus feet. For this important moment, which lays the foundation for their lives, it's my honor to request Ms. Neeta Khanna, the Deputy National Coordinator for Balvikas, to lead this ceremony and administer the benediction pledge.
O Om Shri Sai Ram. I request all the students who have been recommended the diploma to please stand up. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the Diploma of Sri Sakta Sai Education,
for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my thought, word, and deed conduct myself with righteousness and upright character on the principle that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love.
And thus broadened my heart to lovingly embrace
the whole mankind as one family.
In this manner,
I shall support
the cause of sound learning.
Humanity, morality, and spirituality.
In everyday life.
Jai Sai Ram.
Please sit down.
Brothers and sisters, as we know, sacrifice is the hallmark of human life, and it takes great amount of courage to sacrifice life for a cause and mission. In this context, I have to refer to the saga of sacrifice by some of our Balvikas alumni who have dedicated themselves for the divine mission. I feel deeply humbled to acknowledge my fellow alumni who are serving in Swami's humanitarian institutions, leaving behind the materialistic prosperity which they could have otherwise achieved. I must mention, it is not that they need this acknowledgement, but I feel duty-bound to recognize and honor their exemplary sacrifice, which is a great source of inspiration for all. I call upon Brother Monil to lead this felicitation ceremony.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Rajesh Desai, executive engineer working in Shri Sakta Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram, since December 1994. Rajesh Desai. Dr. Manish Barot, HOD Orthopedics, joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram in 2008 as an additional junior consultant. Dr. Saibal Niyogi, Senior Medical Officer, working in Super Speciality Puttaparthi since 1993. Dr. Rajan Anand, Junior Consultant Anesthesia, joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram in 2005. Dr. Kaushik Narayan, Junior Consultant Orthopedics. He has authored 14 books, both in English and Malayalam, published by Sri Satya Sai Publication, Kerala. Dr. Shri Ranga Babu. Dr. Shri Ranga Babu, Senior Resident Anesthesia, Bal Vikas Alumni from Guntur, joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram in 2008. Dr. Rama Chandarinan, DNB Resident Anesthesia. Anish Shankar KD, perfusionist CTBS-OT. He joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram, from July 2013. D. Shashi Kumar, OT attendant, joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, Prashanti Gram, since 2006. Dr. K. Sai Manohar, presently working in Department of Management Studies, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanalli Campus. K. R. Ved Narayan, working in Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam. M.S. Sai Vinod, currently working in Department of Management Studies, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanalli Campus. A.U. Jay Ganesh, currently working in Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Kartikeya Dwivedi, currently working in Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Shivakaran Gupta K, presently working in Department of Economics, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Campus. R.K. Prasad, working in Department of Management Studies, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanalli Campus. G. Raghavendra Raju. G. Raghavendra Raju, presently working in the Department of Economics, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Campus. K. Himanta, currently working as a part of Radio Sai Digital Studio. Arvind Sai, presently working in Radio Sai Global Harmony, Prashanti Nilayam. Arvind Sai. K. Sai Prasad. Working in Radio Sai Global Harmony, Prashanthi Nilayam. K. Sudhir Kumar. From Radio Sai Global Harmony, Prashanthi Nilayam. Neeraj Acharya, presently working in Shri Satya Sai Central Trust. G. Shiva Sai, currently working in Administrative Officer as Assistant Manager in Accounts and Finance in Registrar Section, Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. M. Balaji, working as Assistant Manager in Office of the Controller of Examination, G. Fani Kumar Raju, currently working in the Central Trust Office. Last but not the least, R. Satya, priest of our beloved Lord, who does the aarti in this Prashanti Mandir and the part of Radio Sai Digital Studio. R. Satya. Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram. Now, we have Dr. Rajni Bhandari, currently working as the Associate Professor in the Department of Chemistry from the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Dr. Rajni Bhandari. Next, we have Dr. Tapasya Anand, currently working as the Assistant Professor in the Department of Home Science in the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Next, we have Ms. B. Anusha, the Assistant Professor of Bioscience in the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Next, we have Dr. N. Sri Vidya, currently working as the Assistant Professor in the Department of Home Science in the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Next, we have Ms. Mithula V., currently working as the Assistant Manager in the field of administration in the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Now, we have Dr. Neelam Desai, the head of the department, CTBS, from the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. She completed her Bal Vikas training from Mumbai and is currently working in the CTBS department since 1993. Dr. Neelam Desai. Next, We have Dr. Sandhya Ramana Chandra, the head of the Department of Pathology in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. A Balvikas alumnus from Jabalpur, she joined Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, in the year 1995. Next, we have Dr. Isha Samadhiya, the DNB resident anesthesia in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. She started attending Balvikas classes at the age of 7 years and also fulfilled her childhood dream of being a doctor in Swami's hospital. Next up, we have Dr. Arpita Nayak, the DNB resident of ophthalmology in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. She also joined Balvikas at the tender age of 6 years and also fulfilled her earnest dream of working in Swami's hospital by joining DNB in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in 2013. Next, we have Mrs. Shara Dambal, the honorary staff in the Department of Ophthalmology. She is currently working in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, since the year 1993. And also, she is presently working as an active Balvikas Guru of Bidupalli Samiti. Next up, we have Mrs. Jagriti Mehta Anand, the dietitian of the dietary department in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. She started Balvikas at the age of 4 at the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, and then she is also an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Primary School and Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Next up, we have Ms. Asha R., the CTVS OT in charge staff. She did her Balvikas training in Mysore from 1972 to 1978, completed her BSc nursing from Mysore, and then joined nursing training at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Now we have with us Mrs. Uma M. Did her Balvikas from the year 1980 to 1982, presently serving as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. And Balvikas alumnus from Vizag. Ms. Kamala Kamini Acharya, Balvikas alumnus from Odisha, presently working as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Mrs. Sumitra Chaudhary, alumnus from Orissa, presently working as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Padmasri Sharma, a Balvikas alumnus from Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, presently working in the dietary department of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. M. Maheshwari, Sister M. Maheshwari is an alumnus from Orissa, working in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, as a staff nurse. Ms. Akhila P.V., Sister Akhila is a Balvikas alumnus. She is presently serving as a CTVS ICU staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Mrs. Jivanti M., serving as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Ms. Swati D. Sister Swati is presently working as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Ms. Sai Divana, she is in Bal Vikas alumnus from Tamil Nadu, presently serving as a staff nurse in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. Ms. Krishna Veni, a Bal Vikas alumnus and presently working in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, as OPD assistant. Kumari K. Sai Sudha, a Bal Vikas alumnus from Tamil Nadu. She did her MA, MPhil and BA from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, presently serving as a teacher in Ishwaramma High School, Prashanti Neelam. Ms. K. Uma, Sister Uma is a Bal Vikas alumnus and is presently serving as security in charge of Sai Kulavanthal. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We are indeed grateful to Bhagwan for giving us such illustrious Bal Vikas alumni who have the courage and the conviction to follow the divine mission, an embodiment to sacrifice as an example. We do this every year only with one purpose, and that is to inspire millions of children all over the world who will be watching this telecast live with Radio Sai's help, and as an example, as a great inspiration for many, many youth, that what the power of love of Bhagwan can make men and women do and rise to such heights. We're indeed grateful to all of you brothers and sisters. And this is only not because we really want to appreciate what you do, because you're doing it as your duty and love for Bhagwan. But you are indeed a source of inspiration for many, many children all over the world. And I think that is a role that we need to perform. Congratulations and all the best to all of you.
Moving forward, we now have the opportunity to hear from two of alumni Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas on their views and thoughts on the theme of this convention, Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, Educare for Lok Vikas. We would first listen to Brother Satyam from Punjab, followed by Sister Sweta from Maharashtra.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranam at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Sri Satya Sai Baba and loving Sai Ram to all of you. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhu cha skha tvameva, tvameva vidya cha dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mamadeva deva, Sri Sai Deva. Swami, you are my father, mother, friend, and our world. Swami, you are my Saima. And today, I'm standing here as a Balvika student to tell you how my life transformed and the divine force led me to join Balvika's classes. Frankly speaking, I was least interested in joining Balvika's classes in my pre-primary school days. I only used to accompany my mother, who is my Balvika's guru now, to the Balvika's classes at that time. In spite of my indifferences, my mother continued to relate me the values and teachings of our most beloved Sri Satya Sai Baba on our way to school and Balvika's class. My indifference changed to a deep interest and then to lively awakening about the positive role and contribution of Balvika's in my feelings, behavior, thinking, emotions and my whole personality. I would like to mention here an example of shaping influence that Balvika's had on me. I like to wear clothes of most expensive brands. Under this fad, I once requested my mom to buy me a shirt of my choice. It carried the price tag of rupees 3,000. My mother, who is my Balvika's guru, grew serious and told me, "Son, there are a lot of many people who are getting salary of rupees 3,000 per month and manage their family for a whole month with this amount." She told me that Balvika student cannot afford this type of indulgence. Then I learned the knack of COD, the art of having ceiling on desire. So I felt it deeply and followed this idea in my life. Sri Satya Sai Balvika taught me, service to mankind is service to God. After this, I started participating in Narayan Seva. Perceptions toward life and finding happiness in doing Seva for others began to shape and guide me in my daily life. This transformation resulted in me celebrating my birthday with those little kids in an orphanage, bringing smile to the faces and brought a feeling of contentment in my heart. After giving group 3 paper, a thought came into my mind. I have gone through many spiritual texts like teachings of Bhagavan Baba, certain teachings of Ramakrishna Paramahansa and croaks of all established religion. I went through these books in a very routine way, like I used to go through my school books and the only aim was to pass the examination. But when I approached Samadhi in Sankul Vanthol, a thought arose in my mind. Have I cleared this examination only to get a certificate? Why have you brought me to Prashanthi Nilayam after making me travel 2500 kilometers? I even had to miss my few days of my school. I asked my Balvika's guru. She told me, "Son, the sole purpose of making you sit through Balvika's and writing group 3 paper is not only to give you a certificate, but Balvika's class will help you to pass the test of your life." This thought made me realize that how important it is that every school-going child should be enrolled as a Balvika student. It shall not only transform his or her life, but will also give a real meaning to their lives. In this way, Sri Satya Sai Balvika's will lead to a Lok Vikas in the real sense. In the end, I would like to request on the behalf of all Balvika students to all parents and devotees gathered here in Sankul Vanthol to make their children join Balvika's classes so that every child can be transformed as a great human being and can create universal love to spread the message of our most beloved Lord. Jai Sai Ram.
My most humble pranams.
at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami and a loving Sai Ram to you all. Today, I'm going to speak on the topic Bal Vikas, Educare to Lok Vikas. A young girl was once lost in a huge forest. It was dark, cold, and infested with wild animals. Desperately, she hoped that some kind soul would relieve her soon. Lo and behold, a compassionate soul was approaching her with a beacon light. That beacon light is none other than the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, gifted by our beloved Lord as a panacea to society. Swami says, the end of education is character. Today's education provides knowledge and skills to satisfy the material needs of our lives. But alas, we find that moral and social values are disintegrating because knowledge and skills are being misused for vested interests. The future of our earth as a livable place has become a cause of extreme concern due to a variety of environment problems. Yes, many of these problems are mostly due to man's unwanted greed, desires, and selfishness that needs to be addressed immediately. True education, on the other hand, should impart practical knowledge which leads to nobility of character and selfless love, culminating in the realization of our innate divinity. Educare is that practical approach to education. Yes, friends, the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas alone imparts educare that aims at blossoming of the child at the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional levels through the five teaching methods of prayer, silent sitting, stories, group singing, and group activities. This encourages good character formation and good habits in the individual. Once, a farmer planted a fern as well as a bamboo seed. He took very good care of them. Soon, the fern grew from the soil, but there was no sign of the bamboo. For 4 long years, there was nothing from the bamboo, whereas the fern grew in plenty. Finally, in the 5th year, there was a tiny sprout emerging from the soil. But compared to the fern, it was almost negligible. Still, the farmer never gave up and continued with his tender, loving care. In just 6 months, the bamboo shot up much higher than the fern. So what do you think happened in all these 5 years? It was growing its roots deep under, giving the tree the strong foundation to rise to greater heights. Indeed, deeper the roots steeped in human values, greater is the potential to rise to glorious heights. Educare thus develops an integrated personality on the strong foundation of the 5 human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. Furthermore, through Bal Vikas comes the understanding that we are all embodiments of the Divine Lord. This in turn leads to Lok Vikas, for when the realization dawns upon us that the Lord innate in us is also present in everyone around, we rise above all differences such as caste, creed, color, and religion. The world around us is only a reflection of our thoughts, words, and deeds. Bal Vikas helps us to discriminate between the good and the bad, thus paving the way for good thoughts. So when there is purity in our thoughts, it gets translated to good actions, and this helps us to reach our destiny. The whole universe will then become a Prashanti Nilayam, wherein human beings, animals, birds, and all forms of creation will read and radiate peace and love alone. Yes, dear friends, Bal Vikas is that roadmap where the source is etiquette at the individual level and the destination becomes Lok Vikas of the society at large. Jai Sai Ram.
Before we move on to the next segment, I would like to share a recap of a quick conversation we had one time with Swami in Thrai Brindavan in the year 1988. He was addressing graduating students and Swami was advising a few boys to study different courses. And in the conversation, he asked a very random question. He asked, do you boys know the acronym for IAS? And obviously all the boys gave the current acronym. But Swami's acronym is Integrated Awareness of Sai. He was mentioning that. And which is very nice and which was a pleasant surprise definition from Swami. But again here he tells IAS. If you read from left to right, that is the convention to read IAS. But if you read it from right, it is SAI, which is Sai. You will always be right. If you read from right, you are always right. Now it is my privilege to introduce our next speaker, Dr. Sai Kumar, IAS Secretary to Government of Tamil Nadu Public Works Department. He is a Bal Vikas student and finished his 9 years course end to end. And as a result of that, he became very passionate for a value-based life. And he has risen to great heights in Indian administrative service. Now, this is our current definition. He joined Indian administrative service in the year 1990. He held posts in various capacities in revenue, commercial taxes, prohibition, and excise departments. Also served as Commissioner, Corporation of Madurai. Held the post of Zonal Joint Director General of Foreign Trade, Ministry of Commerce, Chennai. Presently holding the post of Secretary to Government, Public Works Department, in charge of Water Resources and Buildings Wing. I request Dr. Sai Kumar to come forward.
Pranams to the lotus feet of Bhagawan. My regards to all the elders here. I always wonder why when we speak of Swami, there is interest. And the most scholarly speeches, we are not interested. Most of us speak, but the moment a small anecdote or a small incident related to Bhagawan comes, we are all perked up. Similarly, when we listen to the entire Bhagavatam, only when we speak of Krishna doing the pranks, then we are all perked up. You listen to Ramayana, but only when it comes to Hanuman in Sundarakanda, then you are perked up. Why is it? Because it appeals to the heart. Rest of the education must be appealing to your intellect, but this appeals to the heart. And that to my mind is Bal Vikas. It's a network of hearts. It's always a network of hearts. I remember one of the stories which Swami had said. I mean, most of you would have heard it, but at the risk of repetition, let me say it again. One great Sanskrit scholar was going, he wanted to cross a river. So this man was slightly arrogant, this Sanskrit scholar, because I mean that's one thing when somebody introduces, I always keep doing this. Before Swami, you should never be arrogant, because the moment arrogance is shown, you're pulled down. You are a humble Sevadal or a humble Bal Vikas student. That's what I am, nothing else. So this Sanskrit scholar was slightly arrogant of his learning, so he was trying to sort of give pinpricks to that boatman. So they were going in the boat. He told him, Do you know Sanskrit? So the boatman said, no sir, I don't know Sanskrit. So this scholar said, you've lost 25% of your life. Then they were going further. Have you read the Puranas? He said, no sir, I have not read the Puranas. Another 25% of your life is gone. Then they were going further. They said, have you read the Vedas? Have you read Mahabharata? He said, no sir, I have not read anything. He said, another 25% of your life is gone. Then they noticed that the boat was, there was a small hole and water was coming into the boat. Now the boatman said, now is the chance. So he asked the Sanskrit scholar, sir, have you learned swimming? And this man said, no. Then he said, all your 100% life is gone. What is important to my mind is not learning, but life skills. Education is about giving us life skills. And Balvikas is one thing which gives us these life skills. And that's why, as a former student of Balvikas, you are never a former student, you are always a student. I always say that before Swami, this is one kind of a support which you get throughout your life, which gives you life skills. And when you speak here, you come with a prepared text, but Swami speaks. I mean, we don't know what we are speaking. So this was what not I had planned for, but it just came through. I recall fondly the 1991 occasion. I was sitting here, slightly justifiably so. I thought Swami will talk to me. I thought I just passed out of the IAS, went and had my training, came back. I was sitting in the crowd. This was all not there. The Skulwant Hall was built up late. It was all open. September, it was a month. And I sat for 2 days, nothing happened. The third day, I had to leave. I had to go and report in my district. So third day morning, again, I was sitting somewhere in the back because I came late. Then it started raining. And in the month of September, it doesn't rain, but it started raining heavily. So we all went there and I stood near those sunshades, you know, behind the houses there, there's some sunshades, I was standing there. My brother, who was a student in the university, was sitting in the veranda. Then Swami came out and said, "Me annan pilu, you come inside." He said, "Call your brother." So this fellow was here, I was somewhere there, everybody was scattered, so I didn't know how to sort of, he didn't know how to call me. No mobile phones that time, even if there you can't bring it here. So there was another lecturer of political science who knew me. So he said, he came running out. He said, "Swami is calling you." Because I also did political science. I think that again was a heart-to-heart kind of connection I had with the professor of political science here. So he said, "Swami is calling you." So I went in there. So that was a life-transforming experience, I must say. I mean, I must have met him so many times. I must have talked to him so many times. But he began saying, I mean, other things are not for public consumption, but whatever I would say is, because normally a young, just passed out, person would say slightly arrogant. So he started, normally Swami says, "Bangaru." He says, "Emira, ekada potondi?" So you know where it is going. I said, "Le Swami, nothing." Said, "No, Bangaru." Then he came down to Bangaru. But when he says Emira, it's much more affinity. I thought when he says, much more than Bangaru is reserved for everybody. But when he starts saying Emira, it's only for a very few whom he wants to be very close to. That's how I thought that was one way of coming into this I fold much closer. Now Swami has left his mortal coil, but it doesn't make a difference to any of us. I mean, Swami has assumed his cosmic form. Even otherwise, when he was in mortal coil, you were not here every day. I was not here every day. Maybe, I mean, you were there in Balvikas. I was there as a student. I must have come once in a while. I must have attended bhajans. But there was no communication on a daily basis, obviously. But come to think of it, I always think back. Was there no communication on a daily basis? If there is a person standing in front of you, you talk to him, that is communication. But all of you, even now, those of you who have might not have met him physically, would be communicating him in one form or other. When you think and sit and talk in the silence, there is always answers coming to you. I don't call this communication, this is nothing but communion with Swami. There is always communion with Swami. Maybe you are talking. We talk, that's another thing I always think, you know, when Swami was around, we always come and say, Swami, my education, Swami, my daughter's marriage, or Swami, my brother's wedding, or some my own wedding, all kinds of things. We have pestered him for things which are totally, insignificant when you come to think of it. We have not asked him, at least I have not asked him anything about the spiritual path, but now I have got sufficiently old and now I realize I have lost such an opportunity of being with him in a physical form, but still like communion, I communicate with him all the time. Most of the time, as Swami says, there is a dream. If he comes in your dream, it's not a wish fulfillment kind of a dream. You know, the psychiatrists call it, wishful thinking. What is your wishful thinking becomes your dream. It is not so when Swami comes. It's a kind of a, why is it so lucid? So many of you have had dreams of Swami. I for one find that there is always a dream and that dream is always lucid. You tend to forget all the dreams. But why is it when Swami is in your dream? You remember. You wake up and tell some person that I had a dream. I don't think this is my own experience. Every hundreds and thousands of them. And these manifestations are increasing by the day. After Swami has assumed cosmic form, most of us are getting. I'll just tell you one small example. Because as I say, no amount of scholarly speeches would equal a small anecdote with regard to Swami. I had a small, I told my people in Sundaram, where I go every day, that I had a small dream about Swami. So after Swami attained Samadhi, I was not able to come for quite some time. I couldn't visit it for almost an year. So I was thinking all the time, I should have gone. I just came before Samadhi. I came in February of that year, but after that I couldn't come. Then one day I had a dream in which Swami said, why do you bother? After all, I am here in Sundaram. Am I not here in Chennai? I said, okay, that kind of dream, everybody gets it. But as if to confirm that he is there, he just told me, in that room upstairs, there's a bedroom in Sundaram upstairs, that pillow, they have removed it. There is a pillow which has been removed. Can you tell them to put it back? I thought they're stupid. I felt so stupid and going and telling my people there, because they'll think I am mad. Or they'll think I'm pointing out something. So I just kept quiet for a couple of days. Then third day I thought, no, when Swami says something, it's true. You can't keep quiet. Then I rang up Mr. Ramani and said, sir, something of this kind is happening. Please see. Then he rang up the caretaker there. Really, that day when they were cleaning the room, they kept the pillow inside and locked it up. And they forgot to put it back. So then they were frantic calls. I was in the office, I was in meeting, cell phone was in silent mode. Then there was frantic calls from Ramani, from Mr. Chandra, and so many people saying, what you said was right. When we were cleaning up, we kept it. And then we forgot to put it back. And Swami came and told you that, this is what has happened. So whenever Swami is in his ethereal form, either in forms of dreams or manifestations, it's not just a dream. It is a fact. And it is happening. I am an example of that. If this is, I can be immodest enough to say that this is one example. I'm not showing this to say that I had this kind of a thing, but this has happened really. I was a Balavika student. And I also had, because I grew up in Hyderabad, we have that beautiful Sivam. When I was in plus one and plus two, the guru there also organized, they said, apart from being Balvikas, they said, you guys are coming here daily, why don't we, those were the days when there were no tutorial classes. Now there are dime a dozen, everywhere there is a tutorial. Everywhere there is some, you pay in lakhs and thousands to get into tutorials. So the guru there said, now we have people here coming from the university, Some of you can come in the evenings if you are free. Let us start some classes for you people. After all, you people are coming here every day. You have to get well in life. So there we had these evening classes. Apart from the Balvikas regular, we had these evening classes on commerce, economics. I mean, I was a part of economics and literature. There were others who were doing maths and physics. There were a group of about 20, 25. But you know who were the teachers? Teachers were not from the school, because obviously they couldn't find time to come there. But professors from the universities, they came to teach this plus one and plus two students. Have you ever seen something like this happening anywhere in the country, for a tutorial free of cost, a professor from a university comes and teaches you? And it is not cramming. I mean, it's not cramming. I mean, normally for a plus two student, they'll say, this is the textbook. From here to here, you have to mug up. This is not what has happened. What they were telling us was how they were trying to encourage us into reading more. Not just about information, not cramming yourself with information, but more of knowledge, more of wisdom. As a poet says, where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge, and where is the knowledge we have lost in information? So it's not just cramming we had. I mean, that exposure I had very early, and I was one of the very few fortunate people who had that. For that, I had to thank my Balvikas Guru Sri Hariharan, who was there in Sivam. I don't know if he has come down here today, but I have to thank him for such kind of initiative they had taken way back in 1980. I did it from 80 to 82 for those 2 years in plus two. Coming to today's function, I'm sure you are eager to hear the chief guest, so I don't want to stand too much of a time here. But in our own Indian culture, this convocation, Taittiriya Upanishad, I just had recited before the procession had begun, the Sikshavalli in Taittiriya Upanishad, where a convocation address is given by the guru to the teacher. It doesn't say you have to do this, you have to do this in life, you have to do this. The basic principles and morality of life is elucidated in that. The motto of our own university, Satyam Vada, Dharmam Chara, Matru Devo Bhava. The teacher tells the student, this is how you have to live your life, not in any other way. Satyanna Pramaditavyam. We have recited it. Ad nauseam we'll be reciting it all the time. But this is what Swami also wants us to do. Not they play on that. Satyam. Swami also used to say, these days they don't say Satyam Vada, they say Satyam Vada, the kill of truth. Dharmam Chara, that is perform, you be righteous. Dharmam Chara is to imprison dharmam. Dharmam Chara, you put it in prison. That is not the way we have to function. As Khalil Gibran had said, you give but little when you give off your possessions. When you give yourself, you truly give. I thought this is what Swami had ingrained into us. Not just giving your possessions, but you give yourself. Where is the... These days, people want your time and energy, not money. Lot of trust will be there which will be giving money. But who are the people who come? They do lot of sacrifices and come and work for the upliftment of mankind. It's not just enough to stand high in the world, but to bend down and bring humanity a little higher. That's what this Swami's motto is all about. And that's what he is ingrained into us, and that's what we should keep it as our motto. The world is a dangerous place, not because of people who are evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. This is what Einstein had said in one of these. It's such a relevant thing these days, that those of us in the Swami fold should never look on and do nothing for all the children. I mean, by being a senior, I take this myself a prerogative, though a misplaced prerogative, the elders here should excuse me, to advise you that never look on and do nothing. Do something for the society, for your fellow human being. And that's what this Balvikas is all about. You will not learn this anywhere in any university. You will never learn this in any university. You will only learn this in the university of life which Swami has given you. I'll not take much of your time. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you, sir, for a beautiful message. It's now my rare privilege to introduce our chief guest for this convocation, Dr. Ajinkya D.Y. Patil. Dr. Patil, an ardent devotee of our beloved Swami, is the chairman of Ajinkya D.Y. Patil Group and holds leadership positions in several other organizations. He is a pro-chancellor of Dr. D.Y. Patil University at New Mumbai. Dr. Ajinkya has a master's in business administration from Richmond College, United Kingdom. The Honorable President of Guyana appointed him to be the economic advisor to the Republic of Guyana. He demonstrates commitment to social inclusion, openness, diversity, fairness, and respect. He has an outstanding ability to encourage and inspire members of his organization and is a powerful and engaging speaker. He has received many accolades in the past few years, one of them being an achievement award for his meritorious role in education from Dr. Pranab Mukherjee, Honorable President of India. All in all, he is passionately committed to the cause of education. It is his life mission to transform people's lives through leveraging the potential of educational excellence. I now request Dr. Ajinkya D.Y. Patil to address this august gathering.
I seek the blessings of Sri Satya Sai Baba. I seek his blessings in the villages of India where I speak. I seek his blessings in the cities of Europe that we speak. I seek his blessings everywhere. I seek his blessings in every aspect of my life, every moment of my life, and I seek his blessings today. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot has been said about the chief guest, but today I don't stand here as a chief guest. I stand here as Baba's Sevak. I am merely a Sevak trying to do his work for humanity. I think my introduction was made as a young man who's an outstanding orator, outstanding speaker. So I have to live up to a lot of hope. So please excuse me if I don't live up to that hope. But I think what was outstanding was the Bal Vikas students speaking here. And I think they are the real heroes of this function today. Because rather than the speakers inspiring you all here, I think I will go back inspired today, listening to all those lovely views. And I remember how Tansen lit up the lamps when through his music. And yesterday when the performances was being made here, the beautiful bhajans that were being sung, the Guinness Book of Record world holder who did the tabla, I think it was just outstanding and mesmerizing, and it says a lot about Baba's grace. I think today it's important to understand that we need a value-based education. We need a society that needs a change. We need to make a mark in society that creates meaningful impact on the lives of people where it really matters. I think sitting here, probably everyone will understand the justification of this need, the justification of this thought, and the meaning and reason behind this. Because truly, there are people here who are the beacons of hopes for the millions of lost souls that wander on this planet. I think we've been given a wonderful humanity. God has made us all equal. The inequalities arise because of the way we see each other. But Baba says in his words that you are God, I am God. The only difference is you still don't know you are God, and he knows he is God. So I think we should all achieve to be that God that he looks within us. We've come a long way in this journey, and I've been an ardent devotee of Baba. We all feel we are the best devotees. We devote all our skills to him. And I remember many years as a young man, I sat in this very divine auditorium and I was hearing Baba speak, and my eyes were filled with tears of joy. They were moist with the love that he was emanating from his heart. And I sat there and I said that one day I will have the courage to come up on the podium and speak of my vision, speak of my thoughts, speak of all my feelings that Baba has put into me, Baba has put into the soul, and he will hear me. Today he's not here, but I know he is here in the spiritual form, and I'm most humbled with this opportunity to speak here. Baba, I thank you a million times. Even if I thank you a million times, it will not be enough to express what I feel about you. I am here because of you. And I think what I've been hearing through all these speeches that have been given by the Bal Vikas students, that the journey of the Bal Vikas is really not about I. It is a journey from me becoming us. And I think that is a very important lesson to learn for every one of us. I also heard the previous speaker speak about that the biggest crime committed is by doing nothing. And I think it's very important to understand that you have to make a change. You have to make a difference. If you see something is not right, you have to stand up for that right, however mighty that right might be. But I think you can make a difference. And I think all the wonderful people who have risen in society, many of you, the Bal Vikas students, have the highest posts in society, and they are making a difference to society. And I think we have to think about that. There is a theory of critical masses. I was a business management student, and it has said that in a room of 8 students, if only 2 students are convinced, or 2 people are convinced in that room, then the other 6 can automatically be convinced about your theory. So it is not very difficult to create change. I think to create change, you need a very small mass of the population to think in your vision, to think in your philosophy, and to take this thought further. So I think Baba is preparing you for this journey. Baba is helping you in this process. And I think we all must pledge today that definitely we will go out there in the real world and make a difference to humanity and society and make his mission come true. I'm also a little scientific in nature, and we also see that the educational system that we're offering today to our children needs a lot of change. Although this educational system, I'm talking of the cities, mostly the universities that we run and the international schools and various schools that we operate in, gives us the ability to go out into the world and get a job for ourselves, get a meaningful life for ourselves. But I think it's important to understand that many, many years ago, the Indian education system was one of the finest in the world. We were known for our greatness, we were known for our wisdom, and we were known for our knowledge. The universities of Nalanda, the universities of Takshashila. And I think scholars from all over the world came to this great continent to get the seeds of knowledge. And I think it's also important today that we have to combine the best of the East and the best of the West and come out with a meaningful and impactful education that will create change in society. So it's time for us to retrospect, think about our educational systems, and really create change. Today we all heard the pledge that the Bal Vikas students took, and I think that pledge is most outstanding. I think it's so real, it's so pure. And with your permission, hopefully one day we will be able to incorporate that in our universities and our systems of working as well. Baba has always spoken about humility. And I think it is in the ethos of the Indian culture to be humble, to be a seva, to be kind to your fellow human being. And I'll probably just give you an example or an analogy of this. Today we are sitting here in this great hall. If we go a little higher, perhaps go climb to a building which is 30 storied high, we appear smaller. If we go in a helicopter, we appear even smaller. If we take an aircraft, we get even tinier. If we take a spaceship, you disappear, almost disappear. If you go even further into deep space, the planet itself becomes a speck. And in that speck, there are these little specks. So I think we have to understand our totality in the entire cosmos from the vantage point of the great creator and think about how insignificant we are and what difference we can make. So I think it is very important to be humble. It is very important to be honest, because if you look at the beauty of the cosmos, if you look at the totality of the entire universe, then I think our role is extremely limited and we have to be extremely patient, be ingrained in our roots and really work towards a humble beginning and create a meaningful change. Everyone spoke about Bal Vikas, and I think it is a fantastic concept, the EDU care concept, where the five pillars are being taught by Baba. And I think I can't dwell too much on this because you are all experts in this, and probably I'll need classes on how to learn these concepts and systems of management. But essentially, the pillars of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa are what will take you further in life. And I think it's a very important lesson for all of us to learn. And it's very important that children are guided from a young age to take up these concepts, because children have impressionable minds and children are the real beacon of hope. They have the innocence, they have the heart to perform, and they have the purity to do their performance. But today I feel as adults, I think the child within us should come out. The innocence within us should come out. The love within us should come out. And we should act like those little children that sit amongst us and give to the world that children can truly give. Love, affection, and joy. I think President Kennedy in his famous speech had said, is what not the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. And I think I'll retweak that a bit. It's not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for humanity. And I think that will be the real test of you as a human being. We are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And I think we should make this human experience a naturally pleasant one, a pleasant one which will affect many more people, where we can live in compassion, harmony, and in love with each other. I think we are all blessed here because we've seen Baba in the flesh. It is very, very fortunate. I think it must be some past life karmic connection that we are all here together gathered in this event of joy. Because to see a living avatar really requires many, many generations of birth. And I think we truly feel humbled and blessed to see Baba in the flesh. And I thank the great Lord every day, every second, every moment of my life that we could touch him, feel him, see him, and learn from his vision. People have seen Jesus Christ, people have seen Lord Krishna, and we have seen Sri Satya Sai Baba, Bhagwan, right here on this planet at Puttaparthi. I think I won't take up too much of your time, but again, just to give you a little anecdote, or maybe perhaps to make you laugh a bit, the concept of happiness. And how do you define happiness? There was just a rich businessman going in his flashy car, and there was a villager lying under the tree and he was relaxing. So this businessman got very annoyed and he felt that, why is this lazy fellow lying under a tree doing nothing? And then he came out of the car and he told the villager that, what are you doing? So he said, I'm relaxing, I'm happy. So he said, why are you relaxing? Why don't you go to the field? So he said, what I'll do? So he said, go to the field, sow some seeds there, grow some crops, let the crop come out. Then he said, what I'll do? He said, then go out, sell the crops. Then again his answer was, what will I do after that? He'll say, you'll make money. With the money, what you'll do? He said, you'll be happy and you can relax. So the villager said, then what am I doing now? So I think the concept of happiness is really within you, is the purity within you. I think you have to have a ceiling on your desires. This life that has been given to you by divine grace has to be made more of. And I think you have to take everything with love, care and joy. Good things that come to you are also very good for you. Bad things that come to you are also very good to you. I think they are all a learning in life and they are part of your karmic evolution. We face several problems in our workings. We run many organizations and everything is not rosy all the time. But every time there are dark clouds, somehow Baba comes to the rescue. I think he's there for all of you. And every time there has been some disaster personally in my life, or whether it be my organization, our organization, he has come to the rescue. I'll just give you a small example. I was recently in a foreign country and I was sick. And I was feeling very, very unhappy and restless. I had forgotten to wear the ring which Baba had gracefully given to me. And I was thinking, why is the ring not with me? Why is the ring not with me? Magically, out of the blue, my wife comes to me and tells me that the ring is in my purse and I don't know how it has appeared here. So I was just shocked with... I was just shocked with the grace of Baba, because he made it appear magically to me once in his divine presence, but he makes that magic again and again in your life whenever you need him. You ask for his love, you get it. You believe in his love, you get it. You receive his love, you get it. You always get what you want, but you have to be patient, you have to be dedicated, you have to be committed. Baba will always be there for you. And today I really, truly, truly feel humbled. I feel extremely humbled because I'm speaking here in Baba's divine hall. I've spoken at so many forums, but honestly, I was not confident to speak to such divine and beautiful people, because your hearts and souls are filled with so much joy, with so much love, with so much affection. I hope I was able to portray my love and affection equally. May God bless you. May Baba's choices, blessings be on you. We all have heard this before, but in every communication, or rather every communicant that we have, I always quote Baba. And he says, and I'll quote that today as well, there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one religion, the religion of love. And there is only one God, he is omnipresent. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak here today. Om Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. On behalf of the entire Sri Satya Sai Balvikas fraternity, we wish to thank our beloved Bhagwan for his immense love and blessings bestowed upon each one of us. From the moment we landed in Parthi, we were transported to a completely different world. We sincerely thank the trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and the organizers for taking care of every minute detail so meticulously. We are very fortunate to be part of the first ever Sri Satya Sai Balvikas benediction in the divine presence. We thank our Balvikas gurus and parents, without whose constant support we would not have been part of this historic event. We thank each and everyone present here for joining with us in this grand celebration. Once again, we thank our dearest Bhagwan for his infinite grace and blessings. Jai Sai Ram.
Devadi Deva. Vigna Vinashak Deva Diveva
Vigna Vinashak Deva Diveva
Adi Sanatan Deva
Adi Sanatan Deva
Adi Sanatan Deva
Adi Sanatan Deva
Prathama Pooja Gananatha
Hare Madhava में अवतार लिए, कलयुग जब कोई दयाल बाबा धन्य हो
Hare Krishna, शिवना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।